And good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. A bill to place the Charlotte Airport under control of a regional authority surmounted a major hurdle this afternoon. State senators voted 33-16 in favor. WFAE's Julie Rose is here in studio to discuss the progress of this measure. Julie, you've been following the story. This bill is moving fairly quickly now, it seems, despite pleas from Charlotte's mayor, city council, and even Governor McCrory himself asking lawmakers to slow things down. What is driving the action here?
Well, Mark, you're right. The city, especially the city, has really been pushing hard to get the bill delayed until they can get a completely they want to complete a full study of the possible effects it might have. They're going to spend as much as $150,000 over the next few months having this study done about this possibility of an airport authority and what that would mean. But the bill's sponsor, Mecklenburg Senator Bob Rucho, is pretty adamant that no further study is necessary. And today he seemed to allay the concerns that most of his colleagues have had about this.
Well, what about the more than $800 million in outstanding bonds that the Charlotte Airport has, which were issued under the city's name? I understood the city to be pretty concerned about the status of those bonds if the airport were stripped from the city's control.
The city's bond council at Parker Poe, which is here in Charlotte, says that transferring those bonds to a regional authority would be complicated and expensive at best and could potentially hurt the city's ability to borrow money down the line if lenders all of a sudden think that the General Assembly can up and seize the city's assets whenever it wants. So those concerns were enough to stall this bill for about 2 weeks. It was supposed to be debated by the Senate a few weeks ago. But then last night, supporters of the airport authority idea got their own outside view from a bond council firm that's in Louisiana. And that firm says just the opposite, that this kind of transfer of authority happens all the time, would be fairly simple, and would really have no serious effect on the bondholders. And that seemed to appease the majority of the Senate today.
So, Julie, back to the issue of what or who is really driving this move for a regional authority. Are we learning anything more about that?
Senator Rucho has refused to name anyone specifically, but he talks about a community of people in the region who are worried about the future of the airport. Jerry Orr, the aviation director, who's been in there for 25 years or so, he used to talk really openly about the advantages of a regional authority, but his bosses over at City Hall have asked him to stop talking about that. He has effectively been muzzled during this debate. And then today we learned about another supporter. His name is Stan Campbell. He's a longtime Republican political operative in Charlotte, was on the city council for 8 years, chaired the airport advisory committee. He's well connected, capable of getting a ball like this moving. Now, he hasn't been visible on this issue until the name of his nonprofit, which is Alliance for a Better Charlotte, popped up as the group that requested the bond council memo from the firm in Louisiana.
Okay. What would be Campbell's motivation for wanting to get the airport out of the city's control?
He told me that he just doesn't trust the current mayor and city council to do right by the airport.
Every mayor up to now has been smart enough to keep their meddling out of the airport. And why, when it's working so superbly, does the mayor and the city council think that their wisdom, which hadn't been too great in other areas either, is needed at the airport?
And what exactly do we think Campbell means by meddling?
Well, for decades, really, the city council's approach to the airport has been really hands-off, that Jerry Orr does what he wants and he gets their approval when he needs it. But in the last year, there have been a few instances where the city council and the city manager have intervened and actually overruled Jerry Orr, the most prominent being the decision last year to put CMPD in charge of security at the airport. That change was prompted partly by the incident where the young man, Delvonte Tisdale was his name, snuck into the wheel well in a plane here in Charlotte and was found dead along the flight path in Boston. So having CMPD in charge over at the airport has added a few million dollars to the cost of security. Jerry Orr, in internal emails that I've seen, called the whole transition a debacle. And so that's an instance of the city exerting its authority against Orr's will.
So in a way, this is sounding a lot like just a plain power struggle.
You know, Mark, I think on some level, it is. Senator Martin Nesbitt does, too, based on the comments he made today in the Senate debate. He said Jerry Orr thinks he's, quote, a benevolent dictator.
He gets mad because somebody tells him to do something, and I understand he's around 70 years old and fixing to retire. And the next guy that gets there might wish he had the city of Charlotte to help him a little bit. But because one guy decides he's bigger than everybody there, he goes and gets him a posse, and they get legislation, and off we go.
You know, Mark, the other thing I think that's driving all of this is the fear, and I've heard Senator Rucho and Stan Campbell say it, among others. It's the fear that the city is looking to plunder the airport's coffers. Federal law prohibits airport funds from being used for anything other than airport operations. But cities around the country have found some wiggle room in that. In San Francisco, they used airport money to build part of a transit line to the airport. Pennsylvania, a court found that it was legal to tax people who park at the airport and then use that money for other city operations. You know, we actually have a version of that already in Charlotte, where the city taxes people who rent cars, a lot of which happens at the airport, and then it uses that money for tourism projects. So I guess, you know, like most conflicts, this does seem to have its roots in money and power.
Okay, but despite today's vote in the state Senate, a regional airport authority for Charlotte is not a done deal yet, right?
No, the bill needs a third vote in the Senate. Typically, that's a formality when the first vote clears easily like this one did. But then it'll be up to the state house, and who knows how that could go.
Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome.
WFAE's Julie Rose.